He doesn't withhold secrets from you. You can learn incredible, deep mysteries that have been around for ages, but it's not going to come from the wisdom of this world. I had one young lady contact me for prayer. I've been following God, and they told me God would give me a husband. And her idea of following God is go to church once a week and live like the world, you know. And I said, do you think God just wants to give you a husband? Is that his role in your life, to give you a husband? Or does he want you to follow him in every area? You know, does he want to lead your steps? See, the idea is so, that is a simple way of looking how many Christians look at God. I go to church and God's going to give me all the desires of my heart. Where are the believers who say, God, I don't have to follow my desires. My life's about following you. I had one young man years ago say to me, I'm called to worship. All I want to do is worship God. That's all I want to do. Every day I just want to sing and play and worship God. That's all I want to do my whole life. And I had to tell him, that's not how it works. God doesn't want you only doing that. He wants you to follow him. And sometimes in following him, he'll take you places to do things that have nothing to do with your calling, that are not what you're called to do, so that when you get to your calling, you don't blow up. It's better to deal with your mess when you're not doing your calling than deal with your mess after you're doing your calling. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So your spirit, your inner man, the new nature, brought to life your spirit. Let me see, how can I do this? Are you okay with me using people today as examples? Let me see, where's Daniel? David, come on up. I'll need Joe, Jake, I'll need you too. Let me see if I can assemble this the right way. Come sit on the front row for a second, gentlemen. Okay, now you all know, everyone remember the marriage and the divorce, the death of the old nature? All right, so this is, okay, Jake, go stand up there. Stand a little further back on the stage. So this is, now, let me ask you a question. You're just going to have to put up with me today. I'm just doing this, so I got the mic. You got to put up with me. Because until you see this, you're going to have a hard time understanding what he's trying to say to us. And we've gotten so spiritual. See, there's two ways to revival that people are fighting for. One is to say, I am a conduit. A conduit meaning a tube comes from heaven into me from heaven, and I am a conduit to God. So really, I'm not important. I heard it said, my job is to lay hands on the people. God's job is to heal them. If he heals them, he heals them. If he doesn't, he doesn't. So they go around laying hands on all kinds of people, not seeing things happen, but I'm a conduit. So I'm not responsible for it not happening. That's where a lot of the preaching for revival today is. Hey, you're perfect in Christ. You're born again. So just remove yourself from the picture and just let God do his thing. And so you don't have to pursue holiness. You don't have to try to seek God. Just remove yourself. Right now, you won't ever be any better, more righteous tomorrow than you are today. And I know that's true because the righteousness is from Christ. So that is one view. The other view is one where you're born a child of God. Your role and my role is to come to a place of maturity that, yes, I'm not the author of the miracle. But I am the authority. I am the one who says, be healed in Jesus' name. And because I have a place in God, I've matured to a place in God, I've matured to a place in my new nature, that God is able to do what he's always wanted to do. This is a role that costs you everything. This is a role where you allow your nature to overtake you. You mature to the new nature inside of you. And that's why it can seem like it's a long road to revival. Because to get there, You can't just go out and pray for the sick. I've been there. I've drugged people all over the place, out of wheelchairs. I've drug them up, said, be healed, and trying to make an example of it. I had one guy who had no leg, lost one leg, on a crutch, saying, I'd like to get a new leg. Well, come on up, brother. And I made that man stand on his good leg, his only leg, for 20 minutes as we prayed for a new leg to appear. And it didn't appear. And, you know, I've done that type of thing many times. But the revival we're after is one where every person, the maimed, the blind, the crippled, the deaf, receive their miracle. And that doesn't come because we have a good service. That doesn't come because the atmosphere is charged. That becomes because somebody is there walking like Jesus walked. That is the revival through maturity rather than the revival through just disappearing. All right. Hope I'm preaching okay. Okay, so here now, the Bible says you have a body. Are you a body or do you have a body? You have a body. So this is your body. Now, the Bible says you have an inner man, an inner body. Are you an inner body or do you have an inner body? Okay, so let me have Joe. No, not Joe. I need someone else. Let me see. Matthias, you're a little shorter than Jake, I think. Go stand in front of Jake. So the Bible says you have an inner body. Remember the man in hell who said, please let Abraham just touch, or please let him just touch the Lazarus, just touch his finger, you know, touch his finger to some water and give me a drip of water. And so from we understand that you have an inner body, okay? It's an inner body, but it's not your body, it's an inner body. So this is you. So if your inner body lifts up his right hand, your outward body follows. Say amen if you're still with me. Okay, you guys doing that? Are they obeying back there? Okay. Let's see how they get. We haven't practiced this, so give them some mercy. If your inner body hops on one foot, your outward body will hop on one foot too. No. Okay, so you have an inner body and an outward body. Now, the Bible describes your inner body. Wave your hand at me, inner body. That's Matthias. Not the outward body, the inner body. The inner body is described as spirit, inner man, and inner body. Okay? Now, your outward body, wave your hand at me, outward body, is described as body, as natural, and as flesh. These are words. There's probably more in there, but those are three at least. So this is your inner body and your outward body. How many are still with me? Now, you have an outward body. Is that true? Are you an outward body? But you have one. You have an inner body. Is that true? When God created man, he created them where they could look at God, see God in the spirit, talk to God in the spirit, hug God in the spirit, and look at the cow at the same time. All humans were born spiritual, the spiritual body, and a natural body at the same time. Now, after Adam sinned, he received a nature of death. Now, I love Daniel, but he's always our bad guy. So, going up, nature of death. Nature of darkness. So, here is your nature. This is your nature. Now, do you have a nature? The Bible calls it... Before you're saved, it calls it nature of darkness. It calls a body of sin. It calls it flesh. Okay, that's what you were born with. You have a nature, right? Before you were saved, you had a nature. You had an inner body and an outer body. All of these were in agreement. They were all connected. The inner body and the outward body are connected cell for cell. So if the inner man lifts up its right hand, the outward man lifts up his right hand, same time, because they're connected. Now, also with that, there's a spiritual brain, do you see that? And a natural brain. Now, they're connected, you can bring your hands down, guys. They're connected cell for cell. Now, the nature of darkness, the evil one here, his job, its job, is it teaches the spiritual man and the outward man. It teaches them who they are. Are you still with me? So you had a nature of darkness, but are you a nature of darkness? You have. So you had a nature, you have an inner body, and you have an outer body. Later on, not this sermon, but later on we're going to teach you that you are also in there. We'll let Jake be you. So Jake, come on up. Not Jake, sorry. Come on, Joe. Sorry, Joe. Come stand between the dark nature and your inner man. All right. So this is you. There you are. That's you. You have a new nature or dark nature before you were saved. And you had an inner body and an outward body. Say amen if you're still with me. All right. So this is the picture of a person. Now, I know we have in our mind what we've been taught for years. Your body, soul, and spirit. But there is much more descriptive than that. You have a body. You have an outward body. Wave at me, outward body. You have an inner body. Wave at me, inner body. And you have a nature. Wave at me, dark nature, before you're saved. And then you, Joe. Joe is you. Wave at me, you. And in Romans 7, we read about Paul saying, I wanted to not sin, but I could not. So I was making choices not to do things. So, all right, so here you are before you found Jesus. Then you heard a good preacher, probably Nathan preaching, fire and brimstone. You get drug off to youth camp. You come to youth camp and they tell you it's going to be great and you're not saved and Nathan preaches and you get born again. What happens when you got born again? What got replaced when you were born again? The old nature. Here comes the nature that we got from Christ. Six pack of abs, ladies. Handsome, good looking, light. He's good. And the old nature died. And you were resurrected in newness of life. The Bible actually says you died. When he says you, he doesn't mean you. He means you who were birthed from Adam died, but you are resurrected in newness of life. You're a new creature. So you technically died and were resurrected the day you were born again, becoming a new creature. So now you have a nature on the inside of you. Wave at me, new nature. Okay, you have a new nature. Are you a new nature? You have a new nature, but you're not a new nature. You have a new nature. So this is your new nature. Now it oozes life. It brought to life. It brought to life and light. So consider, let's replace this real quick. Let's go back to before you were saved. And Jesus, go hide somewhere. Or the new nature is going to hide. So here you are. Now imagine all of this here. The old nature. Wave at me, old nature. Nature of darkness. You. Wave at me, you. Your inner body and your outward body. Now, your inner body, wave at me, inner body, has a brain, a spiritual brain. Your outward body has a brain, a natural brain made of meat. That's why we call it meathead. But your spiritual body has a brain. They're connected cell for cell. They're in perfect unity. What do you like to do? I like eating this. I like doing that. Everyone's in agreement? Yeah, we're all in agreement. Do what you want to do. The police will stop you from doing certain things, but you basically are all totally in agreement. There's no war. There's no fight. Are you with me so far? And then you got born again. Dun, 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 you died. And resurrected. Now, instead of having a nature of darkness that pushes darkness through your natural body and your spiritual body. See, this is where we get confused, because this word here, new nature, wave at me, the word spirit can be used for that. And flesh. Not flesh, sorry, spirit. Flesh is used for the old nature. And then behind you is the inner body, wave at me, inner body. The word spirit can be used for that as well. So we have to discover through imagery, meditation, what word means what. So here you have an inner body now and an outward body. But the problem is, when this spirit came into you, the new nature, It brought life, and it made your inner man, wave at me, inner body, and you, it brought life and light to the, all of you, except for Meathead in the back. Meathead did not come to life. Meathead is left over with the dead part of you, but it's still here until it falls off of you. That's your body. Your body agrees more with the dead guy than does with the guy that's alive. But can imagine now this. Okay, will the new nature come and have a seat? Are you still with me? Say amen if you're still with me. Okay, so here you are. Before, you were all in agreement, but now, Joe, step in between the two. Now you have a problem because you have a new nature. So now the new nature has brought to life the spirit man inside of you. Because now when God speaks to you, he wasn't speaking to the dead man. He wasn't speaking to a man of darkness before. That's why there's wisdom in the world. He now can speak to you, to your spiritual brain. When you hear God, how many hear God? You heard God tell you something. You get a revelation. Where does that happen? Way down in here, my spirit. Well, see, you have spiritual ears. You have a spiritual brain. So when I read the Bible, which is the word, which is the food for my inner body, wave at me, inner body. When I read the word, which is food for my inner body, it travels, that word travels through my natural eyes, through my natural brain, into my spiritual brain. Do you ever talk to someone and all of a sudden you have a verse pop up? You go, man, I didn't know I knew that verse. How many had that happen? See, where did that verse come from? It didn't come from the Holy Spirit. It came from your spiritual brain. Because your spiritual man has been brought to life, it now has the ability to understand the deep things of God. The problem is, the only way God could find children was in the human race. He couldn't just create a new race. So the problem was, because you had to be found in the family of Adam, you're left with this flesh, the old body. Wave at me, old body. It's still dark. And it is contrary, what we read the other day, to the spirit. Now let's look here. Let's do a tug of war. Flesh, body over here. Spirit, body over here. Now the tug of war is the flesh against the spirit. No, leave Joe out of it. Joe, have a seat. No, up there. Sit up there. I want to use you some more. Daniel, you're doing good. Stay dead. For those listening by audio, I have now have Joe, or not Joe, I have Matthias, who is the inner body, the spirit, inner body, not the new nature, but the spirit that came to life because of the new nature, and the natural body. Now, here's the problem. They're still cell for cell connected. But all of a sudden, now you have a spirit man, a spirit body connected to a body of the flesh. But now they're contrary to another. The moment you were saved, the moment before you were saved, they're in total agreement. But now something happened. You got saved and that inward man came to life. And when the body falls off of you, and it dies, one day when we die, body is buried and turns to ashes. Go ahead, fall down. And that's why your body's dead. It's dead. You will be in your inward body. You, being Joel, will be in your inner body and walk around heaven. Amen? Until the day comes when the trumpet sounds, and we receive a new outer body. And I don't know, maybe Johnny, come up real quick and be my outer body for me. There's a glorified body right here, ladies and gentlemen. So you will be standing in front of, behind Matthias. Yeah. In front, so you will be stand. You will have a inner body and an outward body that are in total agreement. But until that day, thank you, Johnny. Until that day comes when the trumpet sounds, and while you're on this earth, you are strapped with a meathead mortal body that's between the two of you. You're between those two: spiritual body, natural body. Now, when God speaks to you, I need God to show up. Who's God? No, you're the nature. Mike, come up. You're God. Here's a good-looking God right here. God's going to come and he speaks to you. He speaks to you spiritual to spirit. So, yeah, go talk to the spiritual body. He speaks to you spiritual to spiritual. Now, stay right there, God, talking to him. Joel, come a little closer because you're in on this conversation. Now, look at what it says. Verse 10. But God has revealed these mysteries, them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Your new nature and your spirit man will seek God because that's God is his Father. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So when you're not born again, you have a spirit of man, a nature of darkness. It's impossible for you to hear God, to know the deep things of God. Why? Because you're carnal. That's all you have. You're all in agreement. You're all dark. Now we have received not the spirit, the nature of this world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things which have been freely given to us by God. So go ahead and stand up there. You're right in front of Matthias. Here you are. This is now you. You have a new nature that is life. It came from God, is part of God. You have a new body that came, an inner body that came to life because of the new nature. And you are there. So when you pray in tongues, God begins to answer the questions to your spiritual mind. But your fleshy mind is left out. It's still back there. And so when God wants to share the deep things, who does he talk to? The spiritual part of you. Everyone still with me okay? All right. Go ahead, guys. Everyone grab a seat. In fact, Joel, let me keep you up here. And Matthias, you can stay up here. We'll try to remember these characters for later. Jake, I need you back up here too. So when it says in Scripture, there's a war between your spirit and your flesh. They're contrary to one another. That's your body and your spiritual body. Now, your new nature is all part of the inner man. But you have a flesh, a meathead, that's still there. So stand up, you two. And they're at war. They're pulling every idea. One wants to go this way, the wisdom of this world. One wants to go that way, the wisdom from God. This way, that there's a battle. And guess where you are? You get to decide who you listen to. This is where we have to decide between the soul and the spirit, between with the Word of God. Because they're so connected. Every thought has a thought. Every opinion, every problem will have an answer from meathead and spiritual body. Every mind, spiritual mind and meat brain will both have an opinion of what is the right thing to do. And here you are, Joe, in the middle. Stand in the middle, Joe. Okay, now let's separate you a little further. The two bodies. Now, there are contraries. So pretend there's a rope pulling you two that you're fighting. Not Joe, a rope. You're holding on to a rope. You're pulling back and forth. That's pretty sad, boys. Back and forth. Every problem you face, every opinion you face. Now, your meathead, your flesh, does not know God as a Father. It knows how to serve God just like any religion can. But your spirit man, who's born of God, is alive, has life in it, can understand the wisdom of God. So you have a problem and you're fighting. They're fighting back and forth. They're contrary. The spirit, you're never going to follow your spirit without a war from your flesh. I don't know if you got that or not. You'll never be able to follow your spirit without a war from your flesh. Now, when Nathan's preaching hellfire and brimstone about your conscience, what he's saying, I don't mean to put words in his mouth, is you'll never be able to follow your flesh without your spirit man complaining about it. So when you decide, I'm going to go sin, there's no such thing as saying, well, I'm okay to do this. Your conscience is your voice of your inner man saying, we don't do this anymore. That's not who we are. But see, you still have a flesh that you're wearing. And where you live in between the two is a transformation. The transformation is you deciding to stop listening and living to this flesh and make it bow its knee to the Word of God, and you choosing to listen and live out of your spirit, man. All right, give them a big hand clap. Good job, everybody. You all did good. Remember your parts for next service there. These things we also speak, verse 13, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. So when the Holy Ghost comes, he doesn't talk to your flesh. He talks to the spirit man. So you have a mind of the spirit that understand and has the capacity, because it's alive now, to understand the things of God. And that's why you feel peace about a situation, but you feel torment on the outside. Everyone have that before? I followed God and I felt peace on the inside, but I had torment. Why? Because the soul is also part of this. Your natural man, the body, has a soul, just like a dog does. I don't know about a cat, but like a dog. I make fun of cats just because I know I pick on some of you. So, a dog has a soul. Joy, peace. An animal, every animal does. So does your natural body. It's chemically based. It's built on chemicals. But your spirit man, what's the first fruit of the spirit? Love. Is that emotion? Do you think you're going to go around heaven and have no emotions? I have no emotions because I left my soul back on earth. You have the capacity to walk, you and I, as children of God, as if we don't have a flesh. That's the mortification. All right, let me get back over here now. I don't know how we got on all that. Are you still okay? Everyone's still okay with me? So now we receive, verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God. That's the new nature. That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. The new nature brought to life your inner man. So now it is able to understand God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. See, God speaks to your spiritual man. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The only way you'll ever understand God is through your spirit man. I can take my dog and try to teach it how to be a human. It's impossible. It'll never understand because it's not the same nature. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightfully judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, chapter 3, and I'm going to close here. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people. He's talking to Christians. He said, I couldn't speak to you. In other words, if we go back one chapter, we'll see what he's trying to say is, I cannot speak to you in the wisdom from heaven. I cannot speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal. I had to speak to you in a way that you could understand because you are carnal. As to babes in Christ, I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now are still not able. Carnality. You are able to be born again and live your whole life out of the wisdom and the carnality. Carnal meaning like meat. In, I think, carne asada. Is that what it's called? Do you ever have that? Do you ever, if you go to Brazil in Portuguese, you say carne. That means barbecue. Meat. I want barbecue, not vegetable. I want barbecue meat. So he's saying, I had to speak to you as carnal because you are living out of your carnal mind. In fact, let me bring Joe back up there. Jake, come on. And Matthias, come on up. Give them a big hand clap as they come again. If you're listening by audio, I got fleshly Jake, meathead Jake, on your left or on your right, and I got spiritual, beautiful Matthias on your left, and in the middle is you. And so here is Joe. He's a Christian, born again, has a new nature, has an inner body, has an inner mind, spiritual mind that's alive, can understand the things of God, the deep things of God. But he also has this old, ugly, worn out, dumb, meathead, mortal flesh body. And he has decided to live in the wisdom of this world. And here he is. He is closer to his flesh. This is how he walks around. Now, here's what he said. Apostle Paul, I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual. He couldn't speak to him as spiritual food, because spiritual food is heavy. It's only understood by the Spirit. But as to carnal, as to babes in Christ, I had to speak to you so you could understand through your carnal mind. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there is envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like men, like mere men? You're behaving like the worldly men. For one says, I'm appalled, and I'm going to stop there because that's what we're going to go off. Envy, strife, where does this come from? The carnal part of you. So what happens? Here I am. I find myself. I go to the prayer center. I hear Nathan preach me, tell me I can be holy. I hear Pastor Dave say, you're going to hit strongholds, but if you pray in tongues. So what do? You go pray in tongues, read the word, fast, do all the things that we're taught. This is all part of a process called mortification. And you'll begin to walk away from living out of your fleshly wisdom and begin to live out of the wisdom of your spirit. And the people who live in carnal world, whether they're Christians or not, will have a wisdom for you for your problems, advice for you, but it's not from heaven. But your inner man knows the things of God. Are you still with me? This is the process of mortification. It's more than saying, I'm not doing it anymore. It's putting the death, making it bow its knee to the death that it is, and saying, body, you do not tell me who I am anymore. And I'm going to read these to you one more time. Just give me 5 more minutes. Who give me 5 minutes? You know the old trick, right? 5, 10, 15. No, okay. All right. God, these are what, see, God separates you, you. Now, who are you? Who are you? You are an inner body. You have a new nature. That is you. You're also wearing a fleshly body. Do you understand that? So when I say you, when God looks at you, he doesn't look at your flesh. See, here, I wrote down things God says about you and things he says about your body. Because he says different things about your body than he does about you. So when you feel fear, when you feel abandonment, when you feel lonely, when you feel like I'm on this road and it's all lost, it's all the same. I'll share more of my testimony someday as we continue, but some of the emotions that I've been fighting on a regular basis because of my condition, I now am changing the way I preach because I have been too arrogant in not being there with people when they go through hard times. Oh, you got it. Just use the word. Just stand in faith. You know, but their whole world is closing in on them. And they're just looking for a little bit of light. They're looking for a pastor to hold their hand to say, don't give up, don't quit. Don't listen to the worldly wisdom of your dumb meathead flesh. Don't listen to Jake, he don't know nothing. Listen to Matthias, he's the smart one. You guys can be seated. He did a great job. So here's what God says about you, because that's why you can say, I am not my body. I am not my struggles. They are my struggles. Loneliness is not who I am. That voice of loneliness is coming from my flesh saying, you're all alone. But if you could see in the spirit, you'd find out you got 20,000 angels surrounding your house. You'd find out you got friends all around the world standing and believing and walking with you. Partners who are walking with you. See, if you feel like you're abandoned, that's your flesh saying, he's never coming back. He brought you into this wilderness to leave you and let you starve. But in God's eyes, whether you got $1 million in the bank or you got none, it's still the same to him. He's still there. So when he speaks to you, he calls you child of God. He calls you a branch connected to God. He calls you the apple of his eye. So you can come in with all the strongholds you want. And he'll say, hey, apple. You'll walk in and you'll say, hey, fearless. That's what he calls you, fearless. Free, you're free. That's tattooed on your right shoulder, freedom, free. You're already free. You're an heir with Christ. You're accepted. He calls you a friend. You're at one with him. He calls you a new creature. You're the righteousness of Christ. That's what he calls you. You're blessed. What's my name, God? Blessed. That's your name, blessed. Say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You don't just walk in blessing, you are blessed. You're seated with him in heavenly places. He says you are chosen. He says you are forgiven. You are redeemed. You are sealed. He calls you sealed. You are his workmanship. You're a member of his body. You're a part of his body. You've been brought near. He says you are light. You're a citizen of heaven. You're raised in him. You've been made complete in him. You're loved by him. You are his treasure, he calls you. His masterpiece. His son or his daughter. That's who he, when he looks at you. Now you walk in and you can look at all your struggles, all your problems, all your failures. Be careful not to look at your failures, because God's not looking at them. He has another word for your body than he does for you. He separates your body from you, because one day your body's going to fall off you and you will get a new body. You know, be just as good looking as Johnny is. You're going to get a new body, a glorified body that will be in perfect unity with the new you. But the new you has an enemy right now more than the devil. The devil doesn't have to sit around your bedroom and wait for you to get up. Your body's right there. Your fleshly, mortal body is right there. And you wake up with opinions and ideas and thoughts saying, I know how to fix it. Every thought, because he couldn't separate your spiritual body from your natural body. He couldn't separate the inner man from the outward man once you were saved. Otherwise, you would go right to heaven. So you're stuck with that meat, carnal monkey on your back. But the rule is, I'm free from it. I just have to make it submit to its death. Because one day it's going to be just like the nature. It's going to die. And when it dies, that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing. Because never again will you fight with it. And here's what he calls your body. Mortal. Mortal. That's a bad name. Corruption. Natural. Dishonored. Dust. Carnal. Vain. Wisdom from this world, powerless, human. That's all from this natural body. But you and I have been born again. And we can make a choice every day, no matter how much it seems like your body's in charge, no matter how much it tells you you're failed, you can make a choice every day to get up and say, I'm a spiritual creature, and I'm going to live more in my spirit. See, you can try to live more in your spirit, but what's going to happen? Your flesh will fight you. So how do I fight? I've tried tug of wars, and I'm getting into my other parts of my messages. I can try tug of war with my flesh, but eventually I get tired. Ever say that? Never again am I going to do that. I'm going to quit that. I'm never going to do that again. And you do good for a couple days. You know, it's easy to declare a fast after a buffet. You know? You know, I think I'm good. I can fast about 20 days, you know? Give yourself about 6 hours and you're body will be talking differently to you. And so you can say, I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to have that thought again. I'm going to control. I've got power over you. And the tug of war starts. Your flesh will start tugging. And if you're like me, eventually you're tugging with your spirit man. You get tired physically. Emotionally, you get tired. And you fail. See, mortification is so much more than a tug of war. Mortification is transformation. Walking out of, living out of that flesh and learning, not just learning, but practicing living out of your spirit, man. So much more. We are on a pathway of maturity of the spirit, wisdom from heaven. And the fruit of it isn't just revival and miracles. There's already miracles out there, but it's not fruit. It's gifts. But there is a fruit of revival, miracles, holiness, wisdom from heaven. So you may fight every day and say, I'm a failure. Just get up. Start praying in tongues. Shandaraba, sandaraba, sandaraba. And you are on a path of transformation that will take you to the place of victory where you wake up every day in victory. And the knowledge you have as a born-again believer is, even though I struggle, God looks at me as righteousness. Even though I have struggles that I fight with. Amen. So don't give up. Don't let loneliness or fear or abandonment or all those voices that tell you you're on the wrong road. You're on this road because you follow God here. What he told me was, you followed me your whole life to get here. Don't you think following me is what's going to get you out of there? Through your struggles? You're in a war. You're after something that's going to cost you your life. Not your natural life. It's going to cost you your carnality. And glory to God, wherever we'll end up will be such a beautiful place. Many lives will be changed. And it will be something that the world hasn't seen for generations. Don't stop. Amen. You are released, calling the lost tonight, 7 o'clock. And if you like prayer, come bring your tolls on the green line. We'll be glad to pray for you. We love you. We're so glad you came today. God bless you. You are released.